Very often one of the characteristics of a Beta Avel, of a Shiva house, is that tefillot take place in the house. If this was the house where the Niftar lived, then it's certainly a zechut to the neshama of the Niftar that tefillot should take place in their house. But even if it's not where the Niftar lived, nevertheless, the Avelim usually need somewhere to daven. They're not supposed to leave the house. So, therefore, invariably, there are tefillot held in a shiva house. And what I want to discuss today is the changes to the Seder Tefillah which are made in a shiva house. So perhaps the most obvious change is that Tachanun isn't recited. A certain paradox that Tachanun is usually missed out on happy occasions, but it's also missed out in a shiva house. Why is that? So the poskim give two reasons. One is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midat HaDin, attribute of justice, is at its sharpest under these circumstances, and therefore we don't want to antagonize it by saying Tachanun and pointing out our failures. Also, the Pasuk says, Kim Bavat Mavet Zichrecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mentioned in the context of death. After people die, they're unable to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this would be a form of Loeg Larash, mocking the dead, by saying this in the house of a person who's passed away. Lam Natseach, after Second Ashrei and before Kedusha de Sidra, is also missed out in a shiva house. And then there's a machloket in the poskim about whether the pasuk of Vanizot Briti should be said or not said at the beginning of Kedusha de Sidra after the Second Ashrei. So according to the Torah and the Magin Avraham, it should be said, whereas according to the Abu Draham and the Derech HaChaim, it's not said in a house of mourning, just as it's not said on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av we don't say it because we don't want it to seem like we're trying to establish a covenant on the basis of the Kinot. So they suggest that in a Beit Avel, we also don't want it to seem like we're establishing a covenant on the basis of the Avilut. As far as Nesiat Kapayim is concerned, duchening, so in Eretz Yisrael, most places duchen every day, and the question comes up, should there be duchening in the Beit Avel? So, in general, the minhag is that duchening doesn't take place in a shiva house, but the Geshar HaChaim says that there are certainly some places in Yerushalayim where they do duchen. And Rav Moshe Sternbach says that that seems to be, in his opinion, the right practice in Tshuvot V'Hanhagot, Chelek Hesim and Shin Tet. He says that unless the service is taking place in the home where the Niftar lived, so then Birkat Kohanim should take place. The Avelim themselves don't duchen, but the other Kohanim who are present do. A related question comes up at the end of the Amidah. If there's no duchening, do we say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu Baruchim Babracha Meshuleshet? So this is again a point of machloket. Some poskim say that it shouldn't be said because there's no she'elat shalom. There's no greeting people with shalom in a house of mourning, and that's what the rubrics in the Green Siddur indicate that it's omitted, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskens that it shouldn't be said as well. Sefer Geshar HaChaim says that it seems correct that it should be said, whereas the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Kaf Aleph says that it ought not to be said. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanhagot, he says that it seems to him more correct that it should be said, because we've got a principle that any case where if the Kohanim went to Duchen, we allow them to duchen, even though they're not necessarily supposed to. So it's said. So on a Tanit Tzibur at Mincha, it's said, even though the Kohanim wouldn't normally duchen at Mincha on a Tanit Tzibur, if they went to duchen, then we wouldn't stop them. Likewise, in a Beit Avel, if the Kohanim went to duchen, we wouldn't stop them. So therefore, Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu, he says, should be recited. There's discussion about Titkabel at the end of Kaddish in a shiva house. So some poskim suggest that it shouldn't be said, just as on Tisha B'Av we don't say Titkabel Tzolot Ahon in the morning. Therefore, House of Mourning is very similar to Tisha B'Av, and it shouldn't be said. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva on this subject, and he disagrees, and he says, no, it's a special din about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, there's a special din of Satam Tefilati. So we say in Eicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shut out my prayers. Well, that's not true in a house of mourning, and therefore Tikkabel should be said. In Sefer Geshar Chaim, he makes a distinction between the Avel. If the Avel's davening, then the Avel doesn't say Tikkabel Tzlotahon, but if somebody else is leading the service, then they do say it. Ad Kan.